Well, what a gift. God holds on to you. Thank you, Mavis. Gracias, Mavis. God holds on to us. Dios nos tiene en sus manos. He's holding on to us. The Lord is with you, church, on this morning. El Señor está con ustedes en esta mañana. Si nos está visitando por la primera o segunda vez, if you're visiting us, please, please receive a big welcome. Reciban una gran bienvenida. We're so glad. Nos da mucho gusto que está aquí. We're so glad you're here with us. We invite you. Los invitamos hoy a la tarde, tonight. There'll be a dinner. Va a haber una cena a las 5:30 at 5:30. All are invited. Todos están invitados. So please, you don't have to show your Primera membership card at the door. All are invited. Todos están invitados. I want to invite you to open your Bible with me. Quiero que abre su Biblia conmigo al libro de Génesis, to the book of Genesis. We're going to be in chapter 17. Vamos a estar en el capítulo 17. Genesis 17, and we're going to start in verse 1. Vamos a comenzar en el versículo 1. Vamos a ir al 7. We're going to go all the way to 7. And then we're going to jump. Vamos a brincar. Saltar un poco. We're going to go to verse 15 and 16. Vamos a brincar al versículo 15 y al 16. Genesis 17, Génesis 17. Verse 1, versículo 1 al 7 to 7, then 15 and 16, lo 15 al 16. Estamos en esta serie, we're in this series entitled, intitulada, Según las Escrituras, According to the Scripture. Y vamos a estar examinando esta pregunta, we're going to be examining this question, what does the Old Testament have to do with the New? ¿Qué tiene que ver el Antiguo Testamento con el Nuevo? ¿Qué tiene que ver el Antiguo Testamento? What does the Old Testament have to do with the cross, con la cruz? ¿Qué es la significancia de las Escrituras del Antiguo Testamento? What is the significance of the Old Testament Scriptures? This is the question we're going to be asking. Esa es la pregunta que vamos a estar examinando en esta serie. We're going to be examining in this series. So, Genesis 17, Génesis 17. Yo lo leo en inglés. I'll read it in English. And I invite you, lo invito que me siga en español, to follow me in Spanish. Let's listen to God's word. Escuchemos la palabra de Dios. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me and be blameless. Then I will make my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers. Abram fell down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be called the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be called Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you. I will be their God. Verse 15, versículo 15. God also said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, you are no longer to call her Sarai. Her name will be Sarah. I will bless her and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her so that she will be the mother of nations. Kings of people will come from her. Y bendeciré a Sarai. También le daré a ella hijo. Sí, la bendeciré y vendrá a ser madre de naciones, reyes de pueblos. Vendrán de ella. Es la palabra de Dios. This is God's word. Let's ask the Lord for help. Vamos a pedirle al Señor por ayuda. Pray with me. Ore conmigo. Good and gracious God, Dios lleno de misericordia y bondad. Without you, we can do nothing. Sin ti, no podemos hacer nada. In these moments, en estos momentos, Señor, pedimos, we ask, that the words of my mouth, que las palabras de mi boca, y la meditación and the meditation of all of our hearts, de todos nuestros corazones, Señor. Que sean agradables, aceptables, may they be pleasing and acceptable ante ti, unto you, oh Lord, oh Señor, nuestra roca, our rock, nuestro redentor, our redeemer. Here are your servants, aquí están tu siervo, Señor. Háblanos, speak to us. May we see your Son, Jesus Christ. Podamos ver a tu Hijo Cristo en esta mañana, exaltado, enaltecido, exalted and lifted high. It's in his name we pray, es en su nombre que oramos. Amén. Amen. You may be seated, pueden tomar su asiento. Title of the sermon, el título del sermón en esta mañana es A Covenant Family, una familia del pacto. A covenant family, una familia del pacto, a covenant family. Well, you never know, nunca sabemos cuándo Dios, when God is going to show up. Cuándo Dios se va a revelar. You never know, nunca sabemos cuándo Dios se va a revelar. When is God going to show up? For a man named Paul, bless you, brother. Por un hombre llamado Pablo en el Nuevo Testamento, in the New Testament. God showed up to him. Dios se reveló a él. Cuando iba camino, en el camino, when he was on the way to kill Christians. Para matar a los cristianos. And it's right there, y es ahí que Dios se revela. Morino. You never know when God's going to show up. Nunca sabemos cuándo Dios se va a aparecer. Quizás usted tiene una historia en que Dios se reveló. Maybe you have a story in which God showed up and you were not expecting it. For this man, para este hombre llamado Abraham, this man named Abram, he was 99 years old. Tenía 99 años de edad. There were more years behind him than ahead of him. Había más años, to put it nicely, había más años detrás de él que por delante de él. Behind him as well, in addition to all those years, detrás de él, en adición de todos esos años, también había muchas promesas quebrantadas. There were also many broken promises back there. There were many mistakes back there. También había muchos errores que había cometido allá atrás. And it's right there, y es ahí donde Dios se revela a él. And it's right there where God shows up to him. God had already appeared to him. Dios ya se le había revelado. En Génesis 12, en Génesis 12, en Génesis 15, en Génesis 15, Dios se reveló a Abraham. God revealed himself to Abram. He made a promise. Hizo una promesa. Pero vez tras vez, but time after time, Abram broke this promise. Abraham quebrantó esta promesa. Y detrás de él, and behind him, he left a trail of mistakes. Dejó un camino lleno de errores, de promesas quebrantadas, a promise full, a trail full of broken promises. Right there behind him, ahí detrás de él. My wife and I, mi esposa y yo, hacemos esta broma. We joke that if we ever lose our daughter, si se nos pierde nuestra hija en un cuarto, in a room, or here at church, o aquí en la iglesia, all we have to do, todo lo que tenemos que hacer, is follow the Cheerios. Seguir los Cheerios, los pedacitos de cereal que deja. You know how it is, parents. I was here on a Tuesday, and I saw some Cheerios over there, and I said, Zoe was here. Aquí estaba Zoe. And maybe it's the same way with us. Y quizás es igual con nosotros. Maybe that's how God finds us. Quizás es así como Dios nos encuentra. Of course, God knows where we are all the time. Claro que Dios sabe dónde estamos. Pero quizás, but maybe, son las, es ese camino, it's that trail of broken promises and mistakes. Quizás es ese camino de ese el basurero que dejamos atrás. Maybe it's that trail of broken promises and mistakes that God uses, que Dios usa, para buscarnos, to find us. When God appears to Abram, cuando Dios se le aparece a Abraham, no dice, he does not say, look at the mess you've made, Abram. Oh, gosh, go pick up all these Cheerios one by one. No dice, mira todo lo que hiciste. Ve y levanta cada estos pedazos, uno por uno. Ve a la cocina y tíralos a la cocina. Go throw it in the tray. He doesn't say that. No dice eso. He doesn't say, clean up your act. No dice, límpiate
hombre sucio.
No. He shows up, viene, and he introduces himself. Abram, I am God Almighty. Yo soy el Dios Poderoso. Walk before me, anda delante de mí, and be blameless. Y sé perfecto. Walk. Camina. What does that mean? Walk. Well, sometimes in the Bible, a veces en la Biblia quiere decir, it means to literally walk. A veces quiere decir literalmente camina. Pero también, but it also implies a lifestyle. Pero también implica, la implicación aquí es un estilo de vida diferente. It says, Abram, try this new lifestyle. Here's a new life. Aquí está una nueva vida. And then he says, be blameless. Y dice, sé perfecto. That word, esa palabra, también se puede traducir. Can also be translated as be whole, be complete. También puede ser traducida as ser entero, sé completo. You heard it in Spanish. Lo escuchó en español. Sé perfecto, be perfect, be whole, be complete. What God is inviting Abram to, lo que Dios está invitando a Abraham, dice, te estoy invitando a una relación. I'm inviting you into a relationship that's going to make you complete. Te estoy invitando a una relación, Abraham, que te va a hacer completo. Te estoy invitando a una relación. I'm inviting you into a relationship that's going to make you whole. Es una relación que te va a hacer una persona entera. He visto los pedazos, las migajas que has dejado. I've seen the pieces and the crumbs and the mistakes that you've left behind. But Abram, I want to make you complete. Yo te quiero hacer una persona completa. Y solamente viene por medio de una relación conmigo. And it only comes through a relationship with me. Only I can complete you. Solamente yo te puedo completar. You've seen Jerry Maguire? Anybody seen Jerry Maguire? ¿Han visto la película? What's the phrase?
You had me at hello.
You had me at hello? You got mail? No, that's a different one. You had me hello. You complete me. You complete me. Me completas. Jerry Maguire. That's why we should never watch English films. I'm just kidding. I mean, kind of. But
we tend to think, a veces pensamos, que la persona con la que nos vamos a casar,
with the person that we are going to get married with, is going to complete us.
Nos va a completar.
And now, if you said that to your wife, no judgment here this morning. Okay? Si usted le dijo eso a su esposa, if you said that to your girlfriend, si le dijo eso a su novia, or if you said that to some, you know, your puppy, no judgment, okay? No hay juicio aquí en esta mañana. No judgment at all, okay? But your spouse, your friend, no one can complete you. Nadie lo puede hacer usted una persona completo. Menos Dios, except God. God is saying, I am the only covenant relationship that will complete you. Dios está diciendo, esta relación, this relationship that I am making with you, that's the only relationship that can complete you. What you're looking for out there, lo que usted está buscando allá, en esta mañana, on this morning, is only found in God. Solamente se puede encontrar en Dios. En Dios. It's only in Him. This, esto es el pacto. This is the covenant that completes us. Que nos completa. Entonces Dios está invitando. God is inviting Abraham. He says, walk before me and be whole. Camina, anda conmigo y sé una persona entera and be a complete person. His life was broken into pieces. Su vida estaba en pedazos. Había fracasado en su matrimonio. He had failed in his marriage. You know the story. If you want to go back and read it, si usted quiere ir leer. He failed in his relationship with his son. Con su hijo. Había fracasado. Con su familia, with his family, with his extended family, con su familia extendida, había fracasado, he had failed. And yet you never know when God's going to show up. After all of that, God comes to him. Después de todo eso, Dios viene a él y dice, aquí te extendo esta invitación. He says, here, I'm extending this invitation. Be complete, be whole, walk with me, camina conmigo. Sé una persona completa. Yo te quiero contemplar. I want to complete you. Now, this is not an instant thing. Esto no es una cosa instantánea. Este verbo, this verb walk, implies a process. Quiere decir que eso es un proceso. As we walk with God, mientras caminamos con Dios, día tras día, day after day, He begins to complete us, empieza a completarnos y nos da todo lo que necesitamos, and He gives us what we need to live a whole life. Él nos da lo que necesitamos para vivir una vida entera, una vida completa. We never know when God's going to show up. Nunca sabemos cuándo Dios se va a aparecer. But we know, pero sí sabemos, que cuando viene, that when He does show up, we are never the same. Nunca. Nunca. Jamás somos iguales. We're never the same. Nunca somos iguales. Notice, anoten que Dios le cambia el nombre. God changes His name. It's not Abram, it's Abraham. Ahora es... no es Abraham, ahora es Abraham. Thank you, I was waiting for that. He changes his name because now he's going to be the father of many nations. Ahora va a ser el padre de muchas naciones. ¿Cuál es la promesa? What is the promise? It is this, es esta, que por un medio de un hombre, that through one man, God is going to create a family. Dios va a crear una familia de todas naciones, of all nations. That God is creating this family, que Dios está creando esta familia que explota las categorías que nosotros tenemos para familia, that explodes the categories that we place family into. This family is much bigger. Esta familia es aún más grande de lo que nosotros nos podemos imaginar. It's much bigger than what we can imagine. This means that people of all nations, esto quiere decir las personas de todas las naciones, van a poder decir, will be able to say, I belong to God's family. Yo soy parte de la familia de Dios. Personas que no nacieron aquí, people who weren't born here? Yes, people who weren't born here. People who look different, las personas que miran un poco diferente, sí, personas de diferentes lenguas, people of different languages, nations, naciones, culturas, cultures, they will be able to say, ellos van a poder decir, yo soy de la familia de Dios, I belong to God's family, through one man, por medio de un hombre, este hombre, this man, is named Abraham. God creates something new. Dios hace algo nuevo. Esto va a ser solamente algo. This can be something that only God can do. Que solamente Dios puede hacer. Claro, seguimos leyendo. Of course, we keep reading. And we know, y sabemos que en la frontera decimos, la va a regar. On the border, we say he's going to water it, he's going to blow it. That's, but you know, he's going to mess it up, he's going to run it to the ground, he's going to bury it, and you know, he's going to, I don't know. La va a regar. You've heard that? Anybody else heard that? La va a regar? Siempre, una tía me antes decía, a mí me dicen la manguera porque la vivo regando. Kind of like Abram. You know, he just keeps blowing it and messing it up and messing it up and messing it up. But notice, pero anoten, mis hermanos. If you're the kind of person that likes to circle, write in your Bible, you can do this now. Voy a hacer ahorita. Notice how many times, anoten cuántas veces Dios dice, how many times God says, I will. Yo lo voy a hacer. I will. Yo lo voy a hacer. I will. I will. Yo lo voy a hacer. Yo, yo, yo. I will make you. Yo lo voy a hacer. Beloved, amados, el cristianismo, Christianity, is about paying attention to what God is doing and will do. El cristianismo se trata de poner atención, prestar atención a lo que Dios está haciendo en el mundo. Nosotros participamos en esto. We participate in that. But we don't make it happen. God makes it happen. Dios es el que lo hace. Dios es el que va a traer esta nueva familia. God is going to bring this new family. Of course, Abraham and Sarah are going to participate. And I'll just say they're 99 years old, so I don't know how much they're actually going to participate. But God is going to do it. Dios lo va a hacer. Eso es prueba. This is proof.
Abraham's 99 years old. Abraham tiene 99 años.
No va a poder decir. He can't say, oh, well, you know, I did this. Yo lo hice. It's about what God will do. Se trata de lo que Dios va a hacer. God is faithful. Dios es fiel. Y Él lo va a hacer por medio de esta persona. Sabemos que la va a regar. We know that he's going to continue to mess it up. So what's going to become of this promise? ¿Qué va a resultar de esta promesa? ¿Qué va a suceder? Esta persona, this person, Abraham, esta persona, Abraham, no sigue el pacto. He does not, he breaks this covenant. He fails, fracasa, y sus descendientes detrás de él, and his descendants after him are also going to break the covenant. También van a quebrantar el pacto. Entonces, ¿qué va a resultar de esta familia grande? What's going to happen of this worldwide family that God is going to bless through Abraham? ¿Qué va a pasar con ellos? What is going to happen to them? Well, we keep reading, seguimos leyendo. Y venimos a otro hombre. We come to another man. This man, este hombre, verdaderamente caminó, truly walked before God, verdaderamente caminó, andaba con Dios, walked before God, verdaderamente, truly was blameless, verdaderamente una persona perfecta, justa, fiel, was a true, just, faithful, complete person. This person is Jesus Christ, esta persona es Jesucristo. Vivió la vida que nosotros hubiéramos vivido. He lived the life we were called to. La vida que nosotros fuimos llamados. La vida que Abraham fue llamado a vivir. He lived the life that Abram was called to live. And then on the cross, y luego en la cruz. Por medio de su sangre, through his blood, that is where. Ahí es donde Dios crea una nueva familia mundial. That is where God creates a new family through the blood of Christ, por medio de la sangre de Cristo. This is what God does for us in Jesus Christ, beloved. Es lo que Dios hace por medio de nosotros, por medio de Cristo, para nosotros, amados, en Jesucristo, in Jesus Christ. He creates a new family. Crea una nueva familia, personas de todos lugares, de todas naciones, people of every nation, of every tongue. Oh, and by the way, we're looking at that family today. Estamos mirando esta familia hoy, en esta mañana. Go ahead, take some time to look at this family. Miren esta familia. Go ahead, look to your left, to your right, look behind you. This is the, what do they call it, the seventh inning stretch? Look at this family that God has created. Miren esta familia que Dios ha creado. The pastor didn't create this family. The pastor can barely... I'll just stop there. I didn't create this family. You didn't create this family. Usted no creó esta familia. God has done this. Through his blood, por medio de su sangre, por medio de su Espíritu Santo, through his Holy Spirit, only God can do this. Solamente Dios puede hacer esto. Solamente Dios puede traer esta unidad. Only God can bring this unity. only God can bring people of different languages together, singing the same thing. By the way, in tune and in harmony. Good job this morning. Without destroying one another. Sin destruirnos unos a los otros. Solamente Dios puede hacer esto. Es el milagro de la iglesia. This is the miracle of the church. Just like Isaac. Así como Isaac era milagro para Abraham. Just like Isaac was a miracle for Abraham and for Sarah. The church is God's miracle. La iglesia es el milagro de Dios. Solamente Dios puede hacer esto. Only God can do this. He's been faithful, beloved. Él ha sido fiel a su palabra, to his word. And he will continue to be faithful. Y seguirá siendo fiel a su palabra. La invitación en esta mañana, the invitation this morning, is to walk before him. Es caminar con él. Caminar con él. Walk before him. Join him. Participe con él. En la obra que él está haciendo en usted, in the work that he's doing in you. He is making you complete. Él lo está completando a usted. This is what he is doing right now. Eso es lo que está haciendo. Eso es lo que está ha hecho por toda la historia bíblica, throughout biblical history. He is making his people one. Él está uniendo a su pueblo. He is redeeming his people. Él está redimiendo su pueblo. Y él está haciendo esto en esta mañana. And this is what he's doing on this morning with you, with your family, con usted, con su familia, con esta familia, with this family. God is faithful, beloved. Dios es fiel. Fiel a su palabra, faithful to his word, faithful to make us complete, fiel para hacernos completo. What God started in you, lo que Dios comenzó en usted, lo que Dios comenzó en todos nosotros, what God started in all of us, he will be faithful to complete. Él va a ser fiel para completar. Thanks be to God. Gracias demos a Dios. Would you pray with me? ¿Puedo orar conmigo? We thank you, Lord. Damos gracias, Señor. Por tu pueblo que está aquí en esta mañana, for your people here this morning. Lord, we ask for the grace, pedimos que nos des gracia para caminar contigo, to walk before you. Make us complete. Haznos personas completas, Señor. Por medio de tu Espíritu Santo, through your Holy Spirit, Father, we pray that you would do this and that we would join you as you do this. Haz esto, Señor, en nosotros. Y danos la gracia para poder participar en esto, Señor. All this we ask, todo esto pedimos, en el nombre precioso, in the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ. En el nombre precioso de tu Hijo Cristo. Amén.